Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Doug, and Doug writes from Little Falls, New Jersey. And Doug writes, Gerald, my wife and I are looking at rental properties to buy. What's a good cap rate for a rental property? Well, that's a great question, Doug. Let's first start by defining what cap rate is. So a cap rate or capitalization rate is the percentage of return on an investment when you divide the net operating income by the price that you're paying for the property. So for example, if the net operating income for a property is $10,000 and you pay $100,000 for it, then the cap rate is 10%. Cap rates vary from local market to local market. You could find out what the average cap rate is for properties by contacting a local realtor that does a lot of business, particularly selling to investors. But I wouldn't get preoccupied with the average cap rates. And by the way, cap rates typically don't take financing into consideration. So I think actually cash on cash return is a better, more useful statistic for an investor. But because some buyers use financing and some buyers don't, cap rate is used more often because it allows you to make an apples to apples comparison. But you can research average cap rates in your market and different markets. But I wouldn't preoccupy yourself with the average cap rate is. I would really focus on the amount of money that you want to pay, because you, as the buyer, determine how much money you're going to spend. So don't necessarily think about what the cap rate is at a seller's asking price. Think about what the cap rate is at the price that you want to pay for the property. Thanks for your question, Doug. Good luck. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at GeraldLucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.